good or not. The, well, this thing has a lot of difference. We're at the mercy now of Chewy and Bon Bon Dog, so, and I say at their mercy, you know, it's gonna play off. Chewy's gonna make a speech this afternoon, yeah, at 5 o'clock in Panama, something at 5 o'clock. Oh, goddamn thing, I'll blow it. They tried some different stabs at questions that may be of interest. If North Vietnam agrees to release all our POWs, we should agree to a ceasefire and withdrawal of our troops, even if that would mean a communist takeover. 36 agree, 51 disagree. The North Vietnamese communists and the Viet Cong should be allowed to keep those territories in South Vietnam they now control. 32 agree, 40 disagree. That's a fairly complex point, but still disagree. A coalition government should be established in South Vietnam that allows the North Vietnamese communists to roll in the government. 38 agree, 41 disagree.
But a hell of a lot of disagreement, so that
President
coalition is a bad.
Here's one that astounds me. President Tu of South Vietnam should be abandoned in order to obtain peace. I thought we'd get 70 agree on that. I'm totally out of it. 39 agree, 28 disagree. It's not very strong. And 33 have no opinion. Vietnam settlement that provided for a ceasefire and return of our POWs, allowed the present government in South Vietnam to retain control of the areas it now holds, but gave the communist North Vietnamese control of the areas of South Vietnam that they now hold as a result of their invasion of South Vietnam. 41 approved, 34 disapproved.
That isn't what the settlement is.
No, but
it's the BC, actually.
Yeah, but they don't, people understand that.
41 to what?
41 approved, 34 disapproved. That's pretty low approval on the basis of the fact that normally they...
What it all shows is what the deal is. What was that? Veterans?
Yes, they only one change.
I don't, I'm not going to use their notes anyway, so they can reclaim their notes. What made it change?
Then, now one of this, we tried. Would you favor a partial settlement that would end the fighting in Vietnam, but leave open the questions of Laos and Cambodia? Or do you think the whole Indochina problem should be settled at the same time? But it's interesting. 23 partial settlements, 60 complete settlements. And only 17 don't know. It's a low don't know. A game high thing where they don't want to settle just Vietnam.
Thank you.
situation in Ashland, just because there's going to be a hell of a lot more people out that can get into that hall. And they're going to be along the streets. But fortunately, that's at night. It's after dark. So you can stay in the car. We use that glass car. And you can stay in it and turn the lights on. And you really are better. It makes more sense anyway. They can see you better. They can't see you if you stand up. And you're not motorcading for the purpose of motorcading. It's not announced as what the event is, the meeting at the hall. at 7 or something, cut into the news.
Well, it'll be a nice show. It won't be too bad. You'll have a few radicals around, but they can roll them off there, can't they?
Probably.
And frankly, if they're noisy, I won't talk. I mean, I can. When I mean noisy, I'll just talk for a couple of minutes. I'm going to thank you very much, and then go down and shake a lot of hands alongside. They'll do a half, 15, 20 minutes of handshaking. Everybody will appreciate it. Get on a helicopter and go land on the way. Let's do that, Bob. And incidentally, I think we should take Denver out. I agree. There's no use to have take that risk. Going in that place. Well, also, not going to accomplish a goddamn thing.
It really, I don't see what it would accomplish. Symbolically, the people in the mountain states, they don't know the difference if you had a regional meeting or not.
You can invite the people from the mountain states, two each, perhaps, or something. They want to come. It costs a lot of money. You invite them to Chicago.
We should cut down the numbers.
Yeah, I cut the numbers in any event, I say.
Or go the other way. You don't have to shake hands with all those people. Because you feel you do.
I really don't think we do. I think we ought not to handshake up. I had to talk a little bit more, but that's all right, too. Sort of long.
Floor talk plenty. You gave him a good talk last time.
George and I.
Yeah, that's all that is. Even having to give a speech later, you still give him a darn good talk. Tied into all the states. That's a tough exercise. That'd be hard. If you have that many states, it'd be hard to do.
I wouldn't even try to share in a different way. Everybody's. See, with the freeways and everything, it's not as hard as Riverside. I must say, the more I think of the Watergate thing, I just don't see how we can do anything but lose by trying to come out with white paper, but come out with answer.
It's about what we came out to. I went back over it. Dean's going to take a stab at doing the white paper just because we ought to have one anyway. We ought to take the charges and then
what I have to do with the white paper is now it's mailed all the editors. Just in the editors prepare it or something.
Well, what we were thinking about was mailing it. Clark McGregor sending it in answer to questions that our own people get questions on this. And so send it out to our troops saying, here are the specifics, the charges and the answers, the false charges and the facts. So that you know, because you've asked, how do I answer a question on this and so on. Maybe being laid out, and then of course you give it to editors, and you say, in the interest of fairness on this thing, there's been a gross distortion of the
smear.
Oh, as you
say, distortion, it's been smear. You've run language. Massive smear. Most people would have been good talent who said, shot gone.
That's right. The point of it is not
to hear the rhetoric is tough at the top, and the rest of it be as good as you can, and let them, take what they do.
There's a question whether you want to get into it, because then you get back in all the specifics again. But I mean, the first thing is to look at it and see whether it is any good or not,
sure,
or what it looks like. We haven't put it in one place, so you're going to do that. For some strange reason on your veterans thing in Arlington too. If you did your tape and they got a they played the amnesty thing out of it. It wasn't amnesty directly, but it was indirect. Like honoring those who served instead of those who deserved.
Of course it's the thing I said last night. It's the thing I said I said it over and over again.
Boy, did you notice all the abortion stuff out of the motorcade yesterday?
Right, so the guys are really working.
They are really organized through those towns up there.
I hope they weren't spreading those signs against me. Don't they?
Oh, no, it was the other way. Absolutely not. Those were in support. There were a lot of them that said, support Nixon, he supports the right to live. Great big one. A vote for Nixon is a vote against abortion.